prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 17 June 2026. You're in for a treat tonight. We're going to make up a brand new guest tonight. Never have known before. We're going to talk to Jeff Polk, and I'll tell you about that in just a minute. Before I do that, though, don't forget to mention last night, we still have some super quick clean gun left. And folks, I know we taught that you think it's all just for cleaning guns, and there's nothing made that does a better job and protects your gun more than Super Quick. I use it. I know that. But for anything around the home that needs lubricated, small engine motors, a cap full of the engine, make the motors run smoother, it's just a product, folks, that's unbelievable. When you order a bottle, you'll get a brochure with it, I'm pretty sure, of what it will do. We had 40-some bottles last week. We're down to less than 20 now, and maybe some more is coming in right now. I don't know. But if you want a bottle, a 4-ounce bottle, please call and get it while you can. Because once these are going, folks, we'll not be handling any more. I didn't know we had these in stock. We wouldn't have it now. So when Crystal found them, we thought it's moving on at a very good price because I have enough stored up to do me a long time. And I would like to see you have it from the home. But a few people that like guns like I do, I like them. I don't apologize for it. I own several of them. Of course, they're all getting passed on to my boys. But I own them. I use them. I hunt with them. And if need be, I can use it for a weapon. I never had to yet and hoping never do. But I have loaded guns in the house. I don't care if you know that. Better that you know it so you don't kick the door in because you go back out of hurting an individual. I'm not saying it's a brag. I'm just telling the truth. It's my home. It's my duty as a husband, as a Christian, to protect my home, my family. But nonetheless, if you have guns, this product, once you clean them, and I did mine twice, they'll never rust again. Put it on the wood. It preserves the wood. All that is available on the 4-ounce bottles. And please give me, I don't have the price just right. I think it's $17.50 for a 4-ounce. That includes shipping. Generally, shipping by itself is anywhere from $5 to $10. I'm not making it up. That's the truth. So anyway, call at 800-777-4403 and get your bottle while you can, or call 304-846-4448. Please do. I mean, really do. But while you're thinking of it, get an order while we still have it. You'll not beat the price anywhere. And you buy one bottle, you'll do every gun you got in the house and more. But anyway, by the way, this coming Thursday, Chris will be here all day. I won't be here. Marsh and I are going to take a couple of days off. We haven't done it for a long time. We're heading down to Tennessee a few days, down to Pigeon Forge. Going to have dinner out a couple of nights, maybe take in a good, clean family show, and spend some time together. You know, we've been married almost 55 years, but I still enjoy holding her hand and courting her. Isn't that really strange? Huh? And she's my best friend in the world. When everybody else turns against me, she may not understand what I'm doing, but she'll stand with me because she has faith in me that I'm doing the right thing. So I'm looking forward to spending a few days, just Marcia and myself, spending time talking, enjoying a few things together, trying to take a couple of days off while we have time. So I hope you won't mind, but you call the office Thursday like you always do. Chris will be here all day long to fill orders, take orders, donations, whatever. And if you want to talk to me before we leave, you call the office and tell Faith to find me. She'll find me, and I'll call you back tomorrow sometime. I'll do that, I promise. But you just have to call and let us know. We'll be here. Now, as I said, our guest tonight, Jeff Polk, is a historical scholar and a man of common sense and biblical knowledge and spiritual knowledge, as in the direction America has been going for at least 150 years. It started before then. That's what the war of Northern Aggression was fought about in 1861. It started off the right path, long before the end of the war. But nonetheless, it's gotten a whole lot worse. And it's going to keep on getting worse because the people in America don't know their history. They don't know the Bible. They don't know that our history parallels a lot that happened to ancient Israel. That's true. It does. And as I heard another preacher say today, and it really struck a chord with me, we haven't lost a culture war. We've lost a spiritual war. When we got our eyes off Christ, we lost our spiritual discernment. We lost our desire, our zeal, I should say, to do what's right and stand for righteousness. So our nation, even with our good intentions and all the votes we voted for the right people, and continue to go to hell because we forgot the one who gave us this foundation. Now, before I start preaching, Jeff, I want to bring you up. Welcome to the program.
Pastor Butch, it's an honor to be here. I appreciate you asking me on to the program.
Well, you're more than welcome. I've been looking forward to it really have because there's so much to talk about. And I was just saying before we come on air tonight, trying to say this in a polite way. I'm disgusted with the churches in America today. And it's not because they're necessarily bad people, not because they're not necessarily decent people, but they are walking in ignorance of God's word to start with, and the history of our country. The true founders was started back in 1600s with the Pilgrims and Puritans. All this happened 400 years ago. And more, and we were set on a spiritual foundation that our nation prospered with for many years. But that's been destroyed, hasn't it?
You're right. You're so right. And we're in dire need of revival. And revival starts, and it needs to start in the church. And this country needs revival. We need to get back to the biblical principles that this country was founded upon. And we need to get back to the Constitution, which Lincoln destroyed in his illegal war of Northern aggression.
Well, you know, without the scriptures, and I'm not saying the Constitution wasn't necessarily for a man-written document, pretty good document, but a lot of it I do disagree with, and I won't get into all details tonight, but one of them is when they done away with the religious test to hold office, which for up until the 1700s, every colony in the country, in order to hold office, you had to be a professed Christian, had to live it. That was done away with. So ever since then, yeah, we had a lot of problems in this country. But anyway.
That's true. Yeah, I agree.
Getting back to the scriptures, in my mind, is the most important. And then, yes, if we go back to the scripture, maybe some of the foundations they laid will stand. But when the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Bible to ask us that question. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, the late Craig Myers used to say that all roads lead to 1865. And in a lot of ways, he was right. You know, concerning our history, how we got where we are today with the War of Northern Aggression, you know, with Lincoln waging an illegal war upon the South, and it had nothing to do with slavery. Primary sources prove that. The official records prove that. Lincoln's own words prove that. It was not about slavery.
Lincoln did not like black people.
No, no. And I've got a list of quotes here. No, he's he despised them. And he was going to, his plan was to ship them back to Africa and to Central and South America.
That's true. And he flat out told me, that you'll never be equal to a white man. That's what he said. I didn't say it. He did.
That's right. He said that he was not in favor of them being jurors or, you know, holding any position equal with the white man.
That's right. He said that. You know, when I went to Gettysburg some years ago, I was so disgusted and disappointed that the whole reason for the war, according to their videos and news, was slavery. They didn't teach history there at all, as far as truth goes. Not a bit of history there. In Gettysburg, and everywhere I went, they were flying the homosexual pride flag. I'm talking about in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, disgusting. Well, all the national parks, you know, they've taken on the false narrative. They push that the war was about slavery.
They do.
And, all the national parks do that.
And when you stop now, I don't mean to keep interrupting, Jeff, but this is really one of my pet peeves. I mean, why do you think I say liberal, but I hate to use that word, the atheists, the humanists, the non-godly people want to destroy our nation's history? Why do you think they're tearing down statues and eradicating the rights of our founders? And because they know that if somebody would have to learn history, they might learn from history and decide, hey, we're going down the same road. We've got to stop it. But if you destroy a nation's history, you destroy its taproots. Once you destroy a tree's taproots, it's going to wither and die. And it's going to die. And even George Santana said, those who forget history are condemned to repeat it. I mean, this is a fact, but the churches don't even care.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
See, they want to be fired up.
They want to destroy all of our history and the founding principles of this country and start build their own country with their own fake history. And that's their intention.
And it's working.
Muslims are behind that, too. Muslims have, you know, the Muslims down in Texas, they're trying to get into the public school curriculum in the state of Texas that Muslims fought at Alamo and that they're responsible for not only Texas history, but American history. Now, what kind of fair tale is that? You know, what are they smoking, you know?
Well, they took over the whole town, Dearborn, Michigan. They took it over, literally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's sickening. Just sickening.
But that's because, again, and as Charles Finney said, anything happens to a country, and I'm not going to read the whole quote, anything, no matter what it is, a nation that happens that's evil, it's a fault. It's like the fault lies at the pulpit in America. The people in America, the church in America, no longer preach righteousness or holiness. They don't even preach stand against murdering unborn babies. They don't get involved. Right. They go and play church, and you wonder why the church in America has not gained 1% in the population in the last 25 years. Why should the people of the church? Well, what kind of respect has the church earned?
Now, what does the Bible say about, you know, it says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil.
Yes.
And that's what our government does.
Because the people don't understand that it is upside down world. And when governments fall, God blames on the root of it. That's the people. He even blamed Israel when David fell. He took out civilians. He blamed the people for the leaders. So we get the leaders that we deserve. In America, we've been lied to, cheated, and I'm saying this right up front, the way in the White House now is the biggest slaughter that I've known to be in the White House. And all of them in my lifetime have been pretty bad. I mean, really bad. But under Trump, he's lied to us so many times, and people are starting to, some people still will back him and die for him as far as, because he's a Republican, and he said this, he said that. But we're getting what we deserve. Jeff, I hate to say that because it affects my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, but we're getting what we deserve.
You know, a sad fact in this country, a lot of Christians do not even vote. And then they don't take responsibility to try to get at least halfway decent people in the office. So when the righteous don't vote, who does that leave to vote?
Well, how many times I've been told that Christians shouldn't be in politics. Well, if Christians are not holding office, guess who is? I mean, duh.
That's right.
You're not
going to
figure that out. But the point of this is also, in Deuteronomy 17, we're told who to vote for. Only our brothers, not our sisters, our brothers are to be elected.
Yes.
Office. And that makes some people mad when they say that, but I really don't care. But I had nobody to vote for. I couldn't support Trump, and I certainly couldn't support the camel. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. And people ridicule me all you want. I will not put my Christian integrity on the line for supporting the lesser peoples when the Christian scripture tell me that a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. So people got this gets out of hand. We need to find some. If we're going to vote, let's try to find, at least on local levels, men who will stand for God's word and not compromise no matter what the cost. But that's very rare. That's so rare.
This country gets rebuilt from the local, just like you just said, from the local level up. Your city councils, your school boards, your mayors, your state representatives, state senators, you got to get good, solid Christian people into these positions. You can't start at the top and work down. You got to start at the bottom and work up and purge.
Right.
We need a huge purging going on in this country.
Oh, we do. But you know, we have to understand now that we let it go so far that people would actually be risking their lives on a Christian tick. I mean, to stand for what's right, a holy righteousness for the glory of God. In this nation today, we become so corrupt, so evil, your life could be in danger because we've gotten so far off the word of God that people actually curse those who try to serve him. You know that, and I know that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're hated by people that hate Christ, and that's just a fact. And our nation has been sold out bit by bit, piece by piece, by Christians because they voted for lesser evils and they voted for one that gave the most benefits. After all, they're going to increase Social Security. They're going to increase Medicare. What that makes God a jealous God because he said, I'm here to provide your needs. You don't need man to do that. Jeremiah 17:5 said, cursed be man, put your trust in man. Yet we've done it with our eyes wide open, looking at what we can get out of this and forgetting God's laws and directions. That's why I said we lose culture war. We lost the spiritual war. Go ahead. I'm getting all wound up here.
You
said hello. You said hello, so you blew it. But go ahead.
You're right. You're right. I agree with you 100%. This is a lot of people don't realize it, but we are in a spiritual war.
Yes, we are.
Spiritual warfare.
My theme song I played for over 34 years is entitled "This Is War" by the Pains, written back in the 80s, I think, and I started playing back in 1993 as my theme song on the radio. It's been March of 1993, so that's been over 33 years ago, and I started playing this song, and it's still war, and we are losing the war because Christians won't stand up and fight.
That's right. Where are the people with the backbone out there? You know, where are they at?
Well, you're probably chewing on chicken bone. and I'm saying that, of course, it's tongue-in-cheek, but it doesn't change the fact. It's the truth. The churches don't have a bit of trouble eating the chicken leg, but it comes to have what's against it. Well, they don't hurt anybody's feelings. They don't want to rock the boat. I mean, they're waiting for the rapture. They don't care. That's just the way it is today. And I don't like to say that, Jeff, but I can't change what the book says and what's happening.
We need some boat rockers out there. We need to rock
the
boat.
Yes, we do.
Need some head slappers out there. Slap them upside the head.
Well, you study history quite a bit, and it's got to break your heart like it as it does mine to see what's happening in a country that professes to know God and it's supposed to have a good educational system, which is a damnable. I call it the public fool zones, the public fools zones,
it's an indoctrination system, is what it is.
That's exactly what it is. Exactly right.
I call it the public schools. I call it the public indoctrination system, and the colleges and universities are Marxist propaganda factories.
Very well put. Very well put. But how many Christians do you know that send their children to public hell holes and expect them to come out and be a good child and grow up a spiritual adult? I mean, how many people do that and think it's going to work?
That's right. You train them up the right way, and then you send them in there into the devil's den, where they're just saturated with atheism and evolution and abortion and all this garbage and socialism and Marxism. And you send them there for 4 years, but you expect them to come out at least as good as they went in. They come out, and they're so many of them have been switched around and turned into little socialists.
They have been. They turn into a humanist at the best.
Yes.
People send their children off to college, and they leave maybe somewhat at least decently warm for Christ. And while they're there, they get polluted and diluted and destroyed, their faith destroyed, and they come home and attack the parents for being so gullible and so stupid.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's right.
I'll tell you what, Jeff. I mean, it's a good thing we don't live close. We didn't end up in jail together.
Hey, come get me, you know. maybe the next jail they put me in had better food than the last one I was in.
oh, you've been there before already. Okay.
I don't want to give you the idea I was a career criminal or anything like that, but I have spent a night or two in there.
Well, for your own fault or something you took a stand for?
Well, part of one time was my fault, another time the circumstances.
Okay.
But I'm not an outlaw. I don't want to give you that idea.
Well, if you did something wrong, if you were standing for what's right, then you did something right. And Paul spent a lot of time in jail. Most churches today will let him preach because he's a jailbird. But anyway, that's just a fact.
He got the guard saved, you know, while he was in there.
Yes, he did. He certainly did. And he almost said, oh my gosh, leader of Christ. I'm thinking of mine going blank. He said, almost I'll persuade me to be a Christian. I can't remember who said that. That's terrible. Was it Pilate or Herod? I can't remember who said that. My gosh, that's a shame. But anyway, he had enough nerve to tell the truth and never where he was. But the people today, I know what to say, but I do believe, and I believe with all my heart, and this includes me, that more of us should be in jail for our stands for righteousness. Not enough people went to jail yet to make a difference. I think it's coming, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yep.
Go ahead. I can hear you. I can hear you thinking. Go ahead.
We got all these secular humanists and socialists in our so-called education system, and they're pumping our youth full of garbage and, you know, anti-Christian garbage. And it's been going on for a long time. It didn't just start, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. It's been happening for a while. And Lincoln... I know I keep going back to Lincoln, but you know, his war of Northern aggression has taken us where we are now. You know, the Bible Belt came from the revivals and the Confederate camps during the war. That's where the Bible Belt came from in the South.
I agree.
And Lincoln's illegal war, he did away with states' rights, made provinces, counties out of the states, and he destroyed the republic of our founders. And this is not taught in school.
No, it's
this
not.
This has to be learned. You have to learn this on your own, you know. But people swallow. They swallow the false narrative that they're fed in school, and Let me give you an example. I don't know if you know, but I've got a new book out. It's called Defending Southern Heritage. And my brother-in-law has this book, and he's kept it on the dash of his truck. And people that get in there pick it up and read it, start reading it. And they look at him and say, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I wasn't taught that in school.
I want a copy of that, by the way, so be sure and send me one.
Yes, sir. I'll be glad to do it.
But you see, we're putting in the communist education camps. By the time we're about 4 or 5 years old now, they didn't have kindergarten and went to school, but we started in first grade. We started being taught history, which I know back in the '50s was 10 times better than it is now. At least we said a prayer, every morning, and said a pledge of allegiance. But anyway, they started educating us. With their false narratives, even back then, and it's gotten worse since we were there. If they teach history at all today, it's totally from the opposite side of the truth. When you're young, you believe what you're told because your parents said obey your teachers. So that's what you learn. That's what you believe. That's what you live by. And I know that makes people upset, but it doesn't change the truth.
The truth is the truth is the truth. And, you can call a dog a cat all you want to, but it's still a cat.
Amen.
A dog, amen. You change the name of an animal, but it's still what God made it.
I have to say this, a boy's a boy and a girl's a girl. So that's simple as that. Anyway, go ahead.
That's right. I grew up in Southeast Alabama, and I have to say, growing up in the '60s and being taught history, I really don't. I think we were taught pretty close to the truth. And I went to private school. I didn't go to public school. I went to private school, and I think the history was pretty close to what it was. I don't remember anything about being taught that the war was about slavery, but on the other hand, I wasn't taught all this stuff that I've learned since I've got out of school either.
That's true. I understand
that. All these truths that I've learned on my own, that I've had to dig for and I'm still learning. As long as I'm breathing, I'm learning. And if you ain't moving forward, you're backing up.
That's true. And the sad part is the people, though, and I'm saying this out loud because I was the same way, people don't want to study. It wears the brain, the Bible says so. But we're studying to show yourself approved and working that right to advise the word of truth. Please, folks, back at the break with your phone calls next half hour, 717-300-1698. Christ commands us to learn the truth and stand on it, folks. We need to do that. We haven't done very well for a long time.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brother, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we're again, we're talking to Jeff Polk, and we'll give you some way you can maybe email him or contact him in a minute, because what he's saying tonight has been nothing new for y'all. We've said that many times. But I'd like to have somebody else on that, a different background, that much more learned than I am in a lot of different ways, and a man that loves the truth and loves God and ain't afraid to say it in public. I said we have all failed to stand for Christ when we should have stood up and said something. We kept our mouth shut. We've all done that. And Christ told us in Matthew chapter 10 that those who deny me before man, I deny before the Father. Now, that bothers me some, Jeff. That does. Before we get further, tell the folks more about you, your background, if you don't mind, and how they can find on a website about you, how they can find your book or whatever.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Butch. I was born and raised in Union Springs, Alabama, Bullock County, about 40 miles southeast of Montgomery. Like I told you on the break, my grandfather started the Bonnie Plant Farm. I grew up working on the farm, and then I went into the welding industry. And ended up out here in Oklahoma and worked as a welder, welding instructor, and then retired a few years ago as a welding inspector. And since about probably 2000, I've been heavily reading about our history. And also since that time, the more I learned, the more I got fired up about it. And when I would see journalists and politicians slandering our Confederate ancestors and telling the false narrative about our history, I'd write them letters. And as a result of that, I have a book out now. It's called Defending Southern Heritage. It's available at theconfederateshop.com and also on Amazon. Amazon has it both in paperback and Kindle. And Matt Miller over at the Confederate shop there in Virginia has it in paperback. And it's a compilation of almost 400 letters that I've written over the years in defense of our heritage against these slanderers that call us our ancestors traitors, and you know, they just they tell a false narrative about our history, and I'm trying to correct them in these letters. I correct them. The book has been out for a few weeks now, and it got a. I'll tell you what, I was so surprised about 3 weeks ago. It got a outstanding review from the Mises Institute in Auburn, Alabama, and I'm just extremely honored and humbled that that they would consider anything that I put out worthy of, you know, such notice. I'm just really, really humbled and appreciative to the Mises Institute for their good words.
A lot of folks that listen to my broadcast don't have computers. How can they get a copy of your book?
They can write me. You want my address?
Well, I'll tell you what, to make it easier, if somebody wants to copy the book, how much do they retail for?
$25.
All right. If somebody wants a copy and send me the money, could I let you know who it is and send you the check or whatever?
Yes.
All right, folks, this book, and if you want to know history, the true history of the South, if you want to know it, if you don't want to play games and pretend like you know, everything you learned in the public fool school zone is all true, if you want to know it, this book, I'm sure, will be a fantastic education and at least a beginning of knowledge that you might want to know. Folks, it's our duty to understand history so we don't repeat it and we learn from it and protect our children and children's children from being drawn into this maze of insanity that we see right now in this country. Do I think America can be turned around? No, truly I don't. But do I think that we should stand and tell the truth no matter what and expose evil so people will see that they're being lied to? Folks, if people believe lies about our history, they're going to believe lies about Jesus Christ and who he says he is and who he is. They're going to believe lies. Our duty is to expose evil in every front, every place, every way we possibly can, and make enemies while we're doing it. Because if Satan's people love you, you don't belong to Christ. It's just that simple. Now, I don't mean to start preaching again, Jeff, but that's a fact. If Satan's people love you, then you don't belong to Christ. If you're not hated by some people, you're not walking in Christ, are you?
That's right. I'm sure lots of people hate me because I tell the truth.
Yeah. That's just the way it is. That's the way it's got to be. And folks,
the lines are open. Like the truth.
Amen. And the lines open.
717.
Well, if we don't, we're going to answer to Savior one day, and maybe bad news. 717-300-1698. And anyway, folks, if you have any questions, comments, you want to share a thought, now's your chance to share it with the world. Yes, this broadcast goes worldwide. I know that because Kevin Gallagher from Connecticut has up on his site that all the places listen to our broadcast. We go worldwide. We have listeners all over the world. And it astonishes me that they care enough to listen to Old Hillbilly Preacher, but they do. So if you'll make mention of something tonight in front of it and tens and thousands of people all over the world, now's your chance. Folks, I'm not the biggest broadcaster in the world. I don't want to be. Most generally, to become the biggest broadcaster, you got to be something like a Benny Hinn or I don't know, these other farces out there, call themselves preachers and pastors. I'm not one of those. I'm not going to draw the same audience. I'm not tickling people's ears, so they're not going to pay me very well. I don't have an airplane yet, so I'm way behind everybody else. So understand, folks, the truth will not draw big crowds, but it will draw the people to the truth. And you have to believe the Christ in. And again, the phone line's open, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. We do want to hear from you. That's why we're here. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes. The book, actually, I had no intentions of doing a book, but Pastor Charles Jennings gave me the idea, and he said, "You got all those letters. Why don't you put them in the book?" And I got to thinking about it. Well, why not? You know. So I put it together.
That's what I did. That's what I did. I got three or four books put together, letters. Yeah, go ahead.
So I did it, and it took a while to get it, you know, get it put out there. But it's you know it's slowly moving. But I've had a lot of good feedback on it. A lot of good feedback. It's a good example of how to push back against those who are slandering our history. And Amen. People can get examples out of these letters, you know, that I've written to governors and senators and representatives and mayors and school boards and city councils and journalists. And I didn't even start saving these letters till about 2008. So I can't tell you how many I wrote before that I never even saved. I don't know. But from about 2008 to, well, August of last year, that's the letters that are in the book. And I think it's 387 of them, and seven of the essays that I've written. I've written several essays. And also right now, well, since September, I've been doing a Substack article every week on Substack. And I've been correcting our history on Substack since September. I'm going to do a book on those articles.
When I'm gonna just write down my email address. I want to get on your list to get for the Substack, please. My email address is easy. PastorButch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com. I want to start receiving emails. And I'll put you on our mailing list for a Men of Man magazine pile once a month. And all our updates, how's that?
Start mail, you said?
Start, like you start a car.
Okay, start mail.
Mail.com. Pastor Butch at startmail.com. And it's our list, so you receive our information also. And folks, it's available to you too if you want to do that. If you want to receive our magazine, please just let us know. We'll be honored to send it to you. And all the updates you put out also. And again, we got phone lines open. We're going to take a phone call from Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
What, these kids don't even know who we fought to win our freedom, let alone what went on with the Civil War. They don't know.
And most of them don't care to know. They don't care to know. That's the sad part.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're wrapped up in the world. They don't really care.
Each other and their phones. And what they want. Yeah.
All they need is their phones. They're totally happy.
Yeah. Somebody give them something and they're fine. Just keep doing that.
Social media has got them to dumb down. But anyway, go ahead, Ben.
That $25, is that plus postage?
Is that postage included or no?
If you order from me, no, that would not include postage.
Okay. That includes postage.
So, and that the postage could run anywhere from $6 to $10, depending on where it is. I've had it run different amounts. I've sent a book to Virginia. I've sent them to Alabama. I've sent them to Georgia, and it's been different rates everywhere I've sent it.
That's true. Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah.
I agree.
We don't have a flat rate post office anymore.
So what would you suggest they send? What would you think they'd be fair then?
Add some postage in there.
Okay. Yeah, at least $6. Is that fair? Jeff, you tell me.
Yes, that sounds fair.
All right, folks, you heard that.
We can order it. We can send it to Pastor Butch, and Pastor Butch will see that he gets it. So
I'll
that way everything goes right. Okay, I just wanted to double check on that, but this will be interesting, I'm sure.
I guarantee it is. And what you hear what our great emancipator said about the blacks. And we have been played like a fiddle. They played us like a bunch of fools.
He added the slavery part in because the Northerns, a lot of people in the North didn't think slavery was right. So he used that, and that was his labor for the Southern people. And the black slave owners were more brutal to the slaves than the white slave owners were.
And there were slaves in the North, and they weren't emancipated. After the war was over, they still had slaves in the North. Is that not true, Jeff?
Yeah, That's right. You know, people talk about, well, General Lee had slaves. Well, no, he didn't. He inherited his father-in-law's plantation, and he managed it. Now, he had 100 or so slaves, and when the plantation got well financially, he freed all of them. I've got a copy of the document with all the slaves' names on it that he freed. But yeah. Ulysses S. Grant had slaves until after the 13th Amendment was ratified.
That's true. And by the way, didn't Lee adopt a couple of black children? Raise a couple of them without a home, I should say.
I honestly don't know. Now, President Jefferson Davis did. Jim Lumber
yes,
Davis.
Did. That's who I'm thinking of. Maybe Jeff Davis. That's what I'm thinking
of. His wife was, she'd been in town shopping one day or something, and she was driving her buggy, and she saw this black man beating a little black boy, and she stopped. And she stopped him from doing it. She took the little boy, took him home, cleaned him up, dressed him up, and went through the legal process of getting the little boy and adopting him and taking him away from the black man. And when Richmond fell, you know, and Davis sent, you know, his family away, and they got stopped. The Federals took control of the little boy, and kicking and screaming and crying, he didn't want to leave the Davis family. They took him away. They never saw him again.
Yes.
And the scars that he had on his back from the beatings, they blamed the Davis family for that. Well, they never get that.
That does bother me. Go ahead, Jan. Let's wrap up. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take
your time. No, they don't know a whole lot. I was like President Jefferson. He had slaves. He had slaves way back when the country was founded. But his slaves were treated correctly and right.
Yes.
The household slaves were taught to read and write.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
And they were freed when he died. He freed them. They were only counted as half a person or something like that.
But that back in the 70s, that was the Constitution written to count a half person. So,
yeah. That was
okay.
the Constitution.
Yeah, the three-fifths rule, that was done by the U.S. Congress.
Yes.
To limit the amount of representation that the South would have because of all the slaves they had. They didn't. The Northern congressmen did not want the South having counting each black as a whole person. So that came from the North. Three-fifths, counting as three-fifths of a person.
And I'll make one more comment, and I'll let Jan finish up. Not one slave come to America under the Confederate flag. Not one.
No, exactly right. The New England Yankees worked the slave trade, flying Old Glory on the mast of the ships, and there was more than 429,000 slaves in the Union during the war.
Yes.
We're not taught that in school.
No, we're not.
We're taught the war. If it was about slavery, then why did Lincoln say it wasn't about slavery? And why was there a U.S. resolution stating that it was not about slavery? And why did Lincoln support the Corwin Amendment, which would forever made it illegal to abolish slavery if the South would return to the Union and ratify it?
That's very true. And Lincoln himself backed the South for a while. They said they had a right to secede. And that's your change. Jan, go and finish up, honey. We're taking your time. Go ahead.
My God. This is just very interesting. Very interesting. People would just dig into it and look. They'd find the truth.
Amen.
Yes.
Good call. Thank you so much, Wendy. Talk to you soon. All right, folks. We've got an open line out. 717-300-1698. So all this about history, folks, is to try to educate all of us. Because, again, if they destroy our history, they've done that very well, They destroyed their taproot for a nation. They now call Jefferson a terrorist and a racist, Washington a terrorist and a racist. And I'm sure the Pilgrim Puritans were zealous. I mean, they fulfilled the law of the Bible. I mean, they didn't have a Congress to change, to make laws. They said they meant to make sure the law of the Bible being upheld. If you're a murderer, put to death. You're a rapist, put to death. They didn't play games. So I guess they were all racist, too. So that's where we are, brother. I mean, they've destroyed our founders' history. And I go back before the 1700s. By 1700, our nation started to fall apart quite a bit by then. But back in the early 1600s up to mid-1700s, this was a nation based on Christianity. It wasn't a so-called Christian nation by name only. The laws of a land reflected common law from the Scripture, did it not?
That's right. That's right. The laws of this country were based on biblical law.
So that has certainly been forgotten and done away with. But again, they had to do that in order to enslave us even further, because the people in the country don't know their history, so they're going to let it fall apart. They don't care. Let's go to Brady in Arizona. Brady, come on in and welcome.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. I just wanted to get your opinion. You know, Donald Trump got himself in a little predicament with, does he side with Israel and the Jews or the United States and the Christian faction that's still remaining in this country and abroad even? But you can see probably by Friday, you're going to see a false flag by Israel. So just be ready for it, because they don't want no peace deal in the Strait of Hormuz. And I don't know if Trump's true allegiance is to the United States or is it to Israel and Bibi Netanyahu, who's from Poland originally. You know, well, but here we go again.
So far, his actions.
Is he the president of Israel or the U.S.?
Well, I think he's trying to be both, and that's a problem. He's like a dual citizen. And dual citizens should not hold. I'm talking about dual citizens in the federal government. They're dual citizens. They should not hold public office. Period.
That's right.
They should not be allowed in there. You're right. And by the way, I'll add this to that comment, Brady. Right now, Turkey, which is a member of NATO, is telling Israel to back off. They're about ready to attack them themselves. Now, that's a fact. Now, if Israel attacks Turkey, they've attacked NATO. What could that lead to?
Well, that draws everybody in through that NATO accord. If one member gets attacked, and that's what they're trying to do. What Israel wants is draw us in. We pay for all the weapons. They never pay us back. They want our troops to be in Iran. They don't even use their troops, but what they've done in Palestine and Lebanon right now, they're just leveling all the houses of the Christians. They leveled like 250,000 homes. I mean, it's ridiculous. And barely a peep on the media of what they're doing. I think it's despicable. It's the horrendous, most horrendous thing that's happened on this planet in thousands of years. And Nothing on the news about the Palestinians, all the women and children getting murdered by the IDF. They're rotten people. I just don't like it.
I agree. Yes. And they're not even real Jews. Good call, Brady. Thank you. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes. If you want the truth, you ain't going to get it from the news media. That's for sure.
Well, I asked about the other day. I want to think about this a second. I'll ask you, too. I'll mention it to you, Jeff. There are two people that Israel hates, two peoples, the Muslims and the Christians. They hate Christians. They use Christians. They connive to get money out of so-called Christians because of their ignorance on who Israel is. But nonetheless, they hate these people. And why would a nation like Israel want their enemies to fight each other? Think about that.
Yeah. Do away with the children. Look at the Talmud. Look what they say in their Talmud. They want us dead.
That's a fact. They do. And so do these so-called false Jews. Revelation, two places, chapter 2 and 3, both verse 9, says these are the house, the synagogue of Satan. They're not true Jews.
Yes.
That's what they are. Yeah. The people like her love, but I don't care. I used to preach the opposite. I did, but I learned better. Brother, we're down about the last 2 minutes. If these are the last 2 minutes, you got to speak to a lot of people. What are you going to tell them?
Well, just keep tuning into your program. Keep listening to Pastor Butch. He's a good man. He's on the ball. He tells the truth. And maybe he'll have me back on one of these times.
I can just guarantee that. I guarantee that. And I want to text you my address. I want to copy your book. Now, if you like, I'll send a copy of one of mine.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Right. I'd love to have it.
Text me your address, and I'll do the same, and we'll swap.
Well, you got to bear with me on that. I'm still in the Fred Flintstone age. I still got a flip phone. I don't text.
Oh, okay. All right, email to me, and I'll get a copy out to you. And thank you, Jeff, for taking a stand you do. And I know it doesn't make you popular with your family probably either, but telling the truth doesn't always make you a likable person in the eyes of the enemy. And if Bible says if everybody loves us, then we're not walking in Him. If you're not making enemies with saved people, you're not walking for Christ.
Well, we got to stand firm. And what did Jesus say? He said, "He who stands firm to the end, the same shall be saved."
That's exactly right.
We got to stand firm on the truth, biblical truth, historical truth, all truth. We got to stand all firm truth. On the truth.
And you mean tell me that once I shake the preacher's hand, I ain't gonna slide in the home?
Stand firm to the end. Got to stand firm to the end.
Brother, I want to thank you for being with me tonight, and I will be in touch, and you do the same, but send me your address, please.
Yes, I will.
And God bless you, Jeff. I wish you were far away. I'd like to shake your hand sometime, break bread with you, but we're a long ways apart.
I'd love to.
Maybe one day I'll get away.
Well, maybe I'll get back to West Virginia one of these days. It's been a long time since I've been there, but maybe I'll get back out there one of these days, and we can sit down and do that. I'd love to.
The old song, John Denver says, "Take me home, country road." So come on, boy, we're waiting on you.
Hey, my band plays that. We played it today.
Oh, really? Okay. All right, my friend. We'll be in touch, I promise. But you do the same for me, okay?
Okay, brother. Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon. Folks, I want to say, I love that interview. Hope you all did, too. I hope you learned something. Hope it blessed you. But people that are trying to learn the truth, it's always a blessing to hear the truth. God bless you tomorrow night with another wonderful guest. He wrote a book entitled "Cancer is a Parasite." We want to hear that. God bless. Bye bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.